Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry with a G, bringing us back to 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Jim with a J. We got Scott with an S here with us. Scott Arno is our guest. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. For my new book is The Age of the Customer. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. You can find out how to buy it there, including some special offers that we have there. So check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is Vice President of Soho Solutions. He is the security advocate, and we're talking about all things internet security, and but other things too. Because Scott, the last time you were here, we talked about Bitcoin. You gave us a little bit of a review of this new cybercurrency that's been out there for 3 or 4 years, and since then there's been some interesting developments. There was an exchange in Japan, Mt. Gox, that went bankrupt. It's pretty nefarious sounding, isn't it?
Oh, sure is. And it really wasn't designed as a Bitcoin exchange originally. It was the proper name for Mt. Gox, believe it or not, is Magic the Gathering Online Exchange.
Huh.
It was literally a gaming site.
Ah.
And because Bitcoin isn't really attached to a particular country or bank,
right,
it started to get exchanged through here. And it actually became the world's largest exchange before it, flamed out pretty spectacularly a few weeks ago.
Costing people hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not everyone out there obviously invests in Bitcoins, but for the folks who were loading up on it and had a lot of their stuff in that exchange, absolutely.
There, it's gone. I mean, if they did work, if they took Bitcoin as payment for something and it was at Mt. Gox, they lost it, right? They'd taken in Bitcoins, instead of getting cash from some national currency, it's as if they had the money in one of the big banks, and the bank just went bankrupt, and there was no FDIC there.
Exactly. Yeah, the no FDIC is the key here.
Right. That's the thing you got to remember about Bitcoin, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Quickly, what do you think the future now has this hurt the future of Bitcoin, of a digital currency?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's more of a temporary blip. I don't really think this one's going away. But then again, with Bitcoin, it's been going crazy, up, down, up, down, up, down. It literally could be something where you could look at it 2 months later and the valuation is 10 times up or 10 times down.
Right, right.
So it's very jumpy at this point.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Scott, I'm not taking my work in Bitcoins. I'll put it that way. I don't.
We can't say I blame you at this point.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not sure why you would want to. Okay, let's move over and talk about something else. You've been reporting on tax return fraud. Tell us what that is.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty nasty one, and certainly this time of year is something to keep an eye out for. It's a little involved, but to boil it right down, it's basically tax identity theft. It's effectively filing taxes in someone else's name electronically, which means you don't need an actual W-2.
All they need is your Social Security number, right?
Yeah. All the criminal will need is a real Social Security number, date of birth, and then just any bank account information, address, and an internet connection, and they're good to go.
So when all these people got hit at Target and some of these others, was any personal information lost there?
Some would have been. I don't know that Social Security numbers would have been in there, so that might not tie into tax fraud.
Right.
And certainly the same thing goes for dates of birth. So
where are these people getting? Where are these people getting Social Security numbers for these fraudulent tax returns?
You can get a lot of that stuff online. There's a fair amount of it is sold on what's called the deep web, which is sort of the other 99.9% of the internet that's not indexed by Google or Yahoo.
Right.
And all sorts of nasty stuff is available there on exchanges. There are also just search sites like dobsearch.com where you can just find this stuff. And it's a lot of it also gets stolen, especially from healthcare providers.
So you're saying that it's possible we could go out there to these places you're talking about and search for our own Social Security numbers and find out if they're available out there.
Yeah, it's disconcerting. Like I say, a lot of them are also.
How would we? Two questions. How could we do? Mm-hmm. Walk us through how we could go check on that. Number one, and number two, if we find our numbers there, what can we do about it?
Well, there are some solutions you can try and do to get your information off these sites. The problem is these tend to be illegal exchanges.
Right.
So actually,
they're not going to be cooperative with honest people, are they?
not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try to find it, but generally speaking, they're going to be hidden through a lot of different. It's what's called Tor. It's basically a hidden server.
Is this the best news for the security people, the identity security people? This is like a retirement plan for them, right? Knowing all this.
Well, I mean, this particular one is really a tough one to deal with because the IRS is getting squeezed on both sides. You know, they get told, okay, you have to rush out these refunds to people, but by the same token, they're having their budget slashed. And it's tough for them to try and catch these things because, honestly, they're very tricky to catch right off the bat.
And if it happens to you, it's hard to get it corrected, isn't it?
Well, yeah, oh, God, if it happens to you, it's horrible. You wind up, you call, obviously, the IRS.
Right.
Your return has already been sent out, and then you have to chase it down, which takes months.
Right. It's a nightmare, folks, so you can't be naive about what's going on online here. Hey, Scott, give us your website, please.
Absolutely. TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com. Hey, Scott, good job today. Come back soon.
Love to.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, the security guy. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.